This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. So subhanAllah, the tale just gets more intriguing, riveting, fascinating and mesmerizing. People concern themselves on family groups, on social media, about every twist, turn and development and milestone of a baby in the family, the toddler, the infant, etc. Well, this is the story that you need to keep your eyes close on and your ears close on. This is the development and the evolving process of a toddler who is to become one of the greatest prophets to inhabit the earth. Because Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is part of the Ulul Azm Anbiya, which has been referenced in the Quran. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ. The five prophets who are known from amongst the Ulul Azm Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So, okay. The mother of Musa alayhi salam, no words can possibly encapsulate the emotions that are playing out internally in the heart, the mind of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. So she complied, she obliged, she responded, she executed. But hang on for a moment, she is a human, she is a mother, she is a mortal. She has emotions and Islam recognizes this. Islam recognizes this here. So Allah says in verse number 10, which is under discussion now, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا أي فَارِغًا عَمَّا سِوَى. And the heart of the mother of Musa alayhi salam just becomes restless. She's uneasy and rightfully so, one can just possibly imagine. So though she complied and obliged, but internally there's so many emotions crossing her. Sometimes a young man probably has a fatuation over a particular woman or vice versa. And you suddenly find yourself in close proximity, in a particular setting and you restrain your gaze. And somebody says, MashaAllah, you know, what a modest individual or what a modest sister. And absolutely the display of modesty externally, and may Allah bless and reward each one of them. But internally, what their emotions are, internally what their emotions are, that is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is fasting in the month of Ramadan and he's on a flight and somebody next to him opens up their meal. And of course, the aroma is there in and around that place. And he manages himself and he behaves himself. But internally, that aroma and that scent, the emotions that it triggers in him, that is only known to him himself. And this is, of course, the spirit of a believer, that he or she relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The emotion is natural. The key thing is not to surrender and to succumb to that emotion, not to surrender to that emotion. So the emotion of the mother of Musa was so intense, And any person who's a parent or more so a mother can understand it. Listen to what Allah says. إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So let's get into some basic Arabic grammar here. إِن is not نَافِيَة or شَرْطِيَة. It is مُخَفَّف مِنَ الْمُثَقَّل, as mentioned by the scholars of tafsir. إِن ya is in the meaning of إِنَّهَا. And the ism is مَحْزُوف, أي إِنَّهَا. إِنَّهَا كَادَتْ أي إِنَّهَا قَارَبَتْ. قَارَبَتْ. She was literally on the verge of screaming out and divulging the info as she seen the basket sail off, her motherly sentiments, her love for her child, and the fear and the panic and the anxiety. كيف يتنفس الطفل في الصندوق. How would he breathe? How would he survive? Man yurdi'u al-tifla? Who's going to nurse my child? Who's going? This is an unaccompanied minor, not in the care of any guardian or protector. Of course, in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that motherly sentiment internally was playing so strong that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us. Probably my sister, you are enrolling your child at an Islamic seminary. And now, you know what, you're telling your child, be strong, hold on, be firm, and don't break down. But internally, you tearing more than him. You sobbing internally much more than him, but you're showing a brave front because you know you want your boy to grow up, to be strong, to mature, to learn, to be educated, to be empowered, etc. I'm just giving an analogy. In kadat, innaha kadat ay qarabat, latubdi bih, la ilaha illallah. She was on the verge of divulging, revealing, unveiling. That basket has my child, and that's my baby. But what prevented her and what safeguarded her? لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. Had it not been that we strengthened her heart. So due to us giving her that divine strength that held her back. And from this we learn that regardless of your resolute and your conviction and how committed and how disciplined you are, it is only Allah that can give you that absolute strength by virtue of which you can achieve it. And it is your commitment is definitely an important factor in the accomplishment of the goal. But until and unless you don't have tawfiq min Allah and strength from the Almighty, you cannot accomplish it. Lawla arrabatna. So what's the point? Human emotions will play out. You'll have this year, you've forgiven someone and you've moved on, but internally you're having this battle, right? Like I always say, people talk of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and that's a medical condition. But then we could take that acronym in a different way, internal battle syndrome. Many people have, in fact, each one of us have internal battle syndromes. You see someone and due to some previous feud, it triggers you, it enrages you, but you know you've moved on, you've closed that chapter, but every time you see her or you see him or you see them, it triggers certain emotions and you're going through this, but you need to restrain yourself. So the emotion will play out, the emotion will play out. As long as you don't practice on the muqtava, you don't succumb to that, that is fine. Musa alayhi salam's mom, this was her internal emotion. You've seen this boy or this girl for whom you have this crush and this fantasy and this infatuation. You almost want to just run in public and give a romantic embrace to him or her. It's so irresistible. But you know, Allah has said, restrain yourself, behave yourself, carry yourself with dignity. The internal emotion, that's natural, that's outside your control. It's almost like feeling thirsty when you're fasting. You cannot suppress the urge of thirst. But yes, you can restrain yourself from succumbing to that urge by not drinking water. But you cannot say, well, I'm not going to feel thirsty. No, that's outside your control. Yes, you're going to manage yourself and you're not going to surrender to the urge of the thirst by drinking water or by obeying your thirst. Rather, you're going to delay it till the sun sets. And then, of course, you open your fast. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ. The thirst is now gone. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ. And the veins are drenched. You have consumed the food. You are satiated. You are hydrated, you are energized, and the greatest thing, ثبت الأجر inshaAllah, the reward has been secured and recorded, and Allah is pleased. So verse number 10, أصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين تغليب للذكور. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said mu'mineen and not mu'minat, that is academic language here, so that she could be from amongst those that have absolute yaqeen and conviction. Verse number 11, she does, however, put certain strategies in place, and that's fine, fine. The adoption of tadbir, la yunafi tawakkul, is not against the reliance of Allah, and this is so important. sometimes we make statements and we say, well, you don't have yaqeen on Allah, you don't have trust in Allah. And the action of that individual is not against tawakkul, is not against tawakkul. So here you have the mother of Musa, she obliged, she followed through, but her motherly sentiments, I just want to know, I wonder, it concerns me. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي. And she said to the sister of Musa, she said to the sister of Musa, in Sawi, in the Hashya of Jalalain, it is mentioned that the sister's name was Maryam. قِيلَ إِسْمُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَقِيلَ إِسْمُهَا كُلْثُمْ. This is mentioned in the footnotes of Jalalain with reference to Sawi. Here again, there's an amazing deduction the scholars make that referencing this discussion, Allah did not say, وَقَالَتْ لِبِنْتِهِ, that the mother of Musa said to her daughter. But rather Allah referenced it by saying, and she, meaning the mother of Musa, said to the sister of Musa. So this is to show the bond of brotherhood and sisterhood, the strong relationship between siblings. And I think we need to emphasize this as well. Sadly, on many instances and in many family settings, there isn't that rapport, there isn't that connection. Sometimes it is these two siblings that get along and those two siblings don't get along. Or if there is some degree of connection and rapport, then it is to the extent that the parents are alive. And once the parents move on, unfortunately, you see that entire family crumble and fragment into bits and pieces. So the scholars pick up a point here as well. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ. Allah referenced it by saying the sister of Musa, not the daughter. Allah didn't say that the mother of Musa said to her daughter, rather to the sister of Musa, and I gave you her name according to the what the scholars have written. Qussihi, qussi, follow through downstream. So as the basket is floating, you walk on the side. Ay ittabi'i atharahu hatta ta'lami khabra. This is mentioned in Jalalain. Ittabi'i athara, follow him, tag him. Look at him, monitor him, tarqub, observe him. قُصِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُبٍ. So she observed from a distance. She observed from a distance. مِمْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. This is what is mentioned in Jalalain. مِمْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. So from a distance, in a very disguised and in a very camouflaged way, she observed. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they were unaware that this is the sister of Musa. Nay, they were unaware that she was spying on him. So she was like the subtle, silent, discreet camera, observing, monitoring, walking downstream, looking at the basket, just being silent and not making any expressions. Okay, so this little infant, this toddler, this adorable, this luminous face, comes into the palace, and as we mentioned, each one has embraced him. But now the question is, you know what? He needs to be nursed. He needs to be suckled. And he simply will not accept the milk of any wet nurse. And how can he possibly accept the milk of any wet nurse when in verse number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. And divinely, we had made it such that Musa was not to drink the milk of any woman. Musa was not to drink the milk of any woman. And this was a privilege only for his biological mother. For his biological mother. And every time I speak about this, I think about the honor and the privilege that Allah had given to Halima Sa'diyya radiyallahu anha, that Allah had privileged her to nurse and suckle the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's look at the text of Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah. طلبت الملكة مرضعا ترضع الطفلة. So the queen Asiya calls upon a wet nurse to come and give some milk to this little toddler. وجاءت وأخذت الطفلة ولكن الطفلة يبكي ويأبى. She comes, she embraces the child, but the child cries and the child is tearing and the child refuses to drink. وطلبت الملكة مرضعا أخرى. And now the queen calls upon another wet nurse, and each one hoping that the child will take to my milk, an honor, privilege, I'll get prominence, I'll get handsome returns, rewards. وَثَالِثَةً وَرَابِعَةً وَخَامِسَةً 3, 4, 5, 6. وَلَكِنَّ الطِّفْلَ يَبْكِي وَيَأْبَى. But the child just refuses, and the child would not drink. And how can the child ever drink? Because as I mentioned, verse number 12, Allah said we had divinely just restricted him. حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. That he would simply not drink the milk of any woman. اِجْتَهَدَتِ الْمَرَاضِعِ أَن تُرْضِعَ الطِّفْلَ. They tried their level best, but to no luck. And again, this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking shape in each form and in every regard. So remember, we told you the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she's on the periphery, she's on the boundary, she's camouflaged, she's disguised, she's making back and forth visits to the palace. She's also expressing, oh wow, this is such a beautiful child, so amazing, oh that's great, that's beautiful. And now she observes the panic, the concern, the anxiety. So verse number 12, we continue. She addresses the people there, Pharaoh, his wife, and the royal family. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ. Can I perhaps suggest to you people, inform you people of a household, a family, يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ, who will foster this child for you, وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ, and they will be well wishes to this child. So they said, okay, who are you referring to? And who is this family or this individual or this woman that would nurse and foster this child? So the sister of Musa alayhi salam says, I know of a woman. So she goes home and she brings her mother along. She brings her mother along. So some of the wet nurses are saying, like, you know what, we've tried all, we've exhausted all, nothing is going to work. While the other says, we've tried six, why not try one more? Anyway, subhanallah, when she comes, the mother of Musa alayhi salam, and she embraces her child. فَاعْتَنَقَ الطِّفْلُ الْمَرْأَةَ وَأَقْبَلَ يَرْتَضِعُ كَأَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنْهَا عَلَى مِعَادٍ. These words are just amazing. As she embraces her child and she latches her child on, it's so emotional. Some narrations say 4 days, some narrations say less. The child had not consumed any milk. Of course, Allah kept him alive and safe and protected. Those are historical narrations regarding the duration till finally this unknown woman, but we know it was the mother of Musa alayhi salam, came in. And as she latched her child on, it was as though there was an agreement in place, and Musa was saying through his body language, like, Mama was waiting for you. It was only you that I was going to drink milk from. When you see a mother nursing her child, and I'm talking about my wife, or in fact, even in the wild, when you see a mother giving birth to the foal or to the calf, and immediately it attaches to the udders, it's just so emotional. It's just so heartwarming. It just plays out nature in a unique form. You scream out to recognize Allah. And I often wonder, moments of this nature, how does an atheist and an agnostic deal with it? Because you can literally see, you know what, the hand of nature in it, and the qudrat and the power of the Almighty. And subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam starts drinking the milk of his mum flowing from her chest. And عجبت الملكة وعجب أهل القصر وارتاب فرعون. Now, as much as they were happy, there was also an element of concern. Something doesn't look right. This child refused to drink everybody else's milk. Why did he accept the milk of this woman? Is it perhaps this is the mother? And is this the same child at whose hands I will lose my kingdom? So the mother of Musa alayhi salam said, أنا امرأة طيبة الريح طيبة اللبن كل طفل يقبلني. I'm a woman who have good milk and a good nature, and you can try any child and attach that child to me and that child will drink. Subhanallah, the mother of Musa is reunited with her child. The child is now attached. The child has been suckled by the mother. And the mother of Musa, unknown to Pharaoh that this is the biological mother, says that I'm not going to be staying here in the palace. So Pharaoh then arranges and consents for her to go back. وَأَجْرَى عَلَيْهَا رِزْقًا And he provides her a salary to suckle his child, but actually her child. And yes, the mother of Musa returns with her child Musa with the consent of Pharaoh, in the presence of Pharaoh, to her house to nurse her own child. That indeed is the power of Allah.